It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights, 8 to 10.
Guayando.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. It's a Fiesta Friday! It may be snowy and cold outside, but we are just getting warmed up here at the Mile High Sports Radio Station
studio. Come on, man. That was pretty good.
What?
Yes, but you're Latino, and I'm only married into Latinos.
Oh, I see. Is that how it works? Like, genetically have the ability
yes,
to roll
because,
my tongue?
Yes, because, yeah, I mean, I had to get him a hips replaced to go dance, and so, you know how normal white people's...
What was that?
That's... See, now I've ruined it.
I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to do the thing that we were doing before, but that's how
just
a white person does
tongue?
It. Rolling your tongue? Yeah, but that's how white people do it.
I don't think so. Alex, can you roll your tongue? And he's
hey,
white.
Look
he's
at
white.
That.
It's not a genetic thing. Like anybody can roll
carne.
Their tongue. I think they're just.
I gotta say
carne.
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 Except that's not a word you would roll the tongue
I know.
For.
No, but it's fun to do. I'd like some carne asada.
No, you say perro.
Carne asada. Carne asada.
You put the syllable on the wrong emphasis.
I put it on the wrong emphasis. So,
carne and sada.
So when we were leaving, you
meanwhile.
Said that the Colorado Rockies are playing the most important game of the year.
Yeah, no, to date. They are playing the most important game of the year to date.
And I would just like to hear you explain why.
Okay,
you
because
think that
they got whooped. Here by the Washington Nationals.
Yeah, so.
Okay, they let up 11 runs in one inning yesterday.
So.
Right, and losing 16-5, losing 15-13, and losing by a lot to a little in the middle game. Okay, they need to get back to playing the way that they're going to play. And that's when you get beat that badly at home, it can oftentimes damage a team's confidence. And then you have to go out on the road and you're playing a first place game, okay, against the Arizona Diamondbacks, a place where you have never really played great.
No, they don't play well in Arizona. Never
I mean,
have.
They don't. I mean, you know, they're not. They don't play really well on the road in the National League West.
They play okay in San Francisco.
So you need to get back on the winning. Yes, they do there. But you need to get back on the winning streaks. You need to get back on the winning side. You need to get back to showing people that you're the type of Rockies that can grind it down and run out. And you need to get back into it because if you turn this 3-game losing streak into 4, 5, 6, then you're talking about going 7, 8, 9, and then you're into a.
Then
10
they game. Never win another game all year, and it's terrible.
And that's why this is the most important game.
Feels like you're just panicking a little. You're panicking a little.
No.
It feels
well,
like
well, you know,
panic.
I've been following a little bit too much of the draft maybe. So, like, I'm panicking like, oh, my God, chickens.
You haven't followed the draft at all. You kidding me? You didn't even know when Bouzier was chosen. That sounds like panic. And,
it's not panic.
It is.
It's not panic.
Dude, it doesn't matter if they
to
win
date.
Tonight.
To date.
And first of all. Yeah, you know who else is going to lose by a whole lot of runs to the Washington Nationals? Almost everybody. They're really, really good. And Colorado just ran into a buzzsaw. It's early in the
yes,
season.
Yes, but you need to get back to winning to give yourself the belief, okay, that
and
we
they
ran.
Will.
No, because it's one of those things where if you can get back to winning, then you can believe that you ran into a buzzsaw. But if you start losing then again to a less talented Arizona team, and start getting that.
I don't know that they're less talented. I think their starting rotation is probably better than ours.
One guy.
I think overall. We've got the youngest starting rotation in the league.
Yeah, but I mean, they got Greinke and who else?
Probably somebody better than our guy filling in for Gray.
Yeah, some guy you don't even know, but you can pull, you know.
I can assume he's better than what we have.
Well, I don't know. Freeland's beating whoever they've got out there now.
Well, Freeland's fine. Freeland's fine. Let's see if he can get past the fifth inning.
Freeland does a good job of that.
Getting
Freeland
past the
and,
fifth?
Yes, Freeland and Senzatella normally do. Do you know that Senzatella has gone at least 6 innings, I believe, in every
start? He's
been
our best pitcher all year so far.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he got shelled the other day, but.
Yeah, he got beat badly.
But he's the best guy we've thrown out there. It just doesn't matter right now what the Rockies do. All I'm concerned about is.
Oh, my God, it's a review. Shh.
When they reach 40 games. I want them to be about 10 games
that's
over 500. Yeah, of course it was a catch. I'm not even sure where they were reviewing it.
Blackman's with a catch.
We can't.
Okay, go back to the draft.
No, we
then.
Can't do call play-by-play with this stuff.
No, he can do play-by-play, but we're not doing play-by-play.
Yeah, but we're telling people stuff they can't see.
Oh, he dove and made a catch, and they weren't sure if he made a catch, so they went to replay, and they did the super slow-mo, and he made the catch.
It was pretty clear from the get-go.
No freaking way.
Yeah. Ooh. This game...
Why do these guys want to look like Sasquatch?
All millennials want to look like Sasquatch. They all...
Yeah, the mullets come making a comeback,
the mullet and the, oh, dear and the Lord, big, huge man. Beards. I've never been a mullet guy.
Do you know what we miss? Do you know what we miss?
Razor blades?
Rat tails.
I had a rat tail.
Rat tails.
Rat tail.
I had
guys at my high school who would cut it off.
I cut mine off.
No, I remember guys. I remember the rat tail. I don't miss the rat tail. I don't miss the mullet.
Oh, it's coming back.
That's fine.
Are you going to start curling your jeans? Curling it over so you got to fold it over once and then roll it up so you got the tight ankle?
I remember those. Those right out of the 80s. You know, I'm not going to be doing that either. I did it when I was like 13.
You'd look great in like slimmy jeans and...
I can't get into skinny jeans.
Did you see the guy? Did you see the guy who got picked yesterday in the draft? And then you looked in the background of all the people who were celebrating. It was the Jack Link's beef jerky Sasquatch.
No, I didn't see that. He got picked.
So Higo's guy got picked in the first round.
Huh. You don't remember who?
No, I don't remember who. It was someone in their own house, though. And I believe. Just look up Jack Link's beef jerky Sasquatch in the background of it. And you saw him just going, like just cheering.
Maybe when we're break, you can ask your Siri. To look that
up. You know what's so funny is because they do the same thing at the Rockies where they have like the Jack Link's beef jerky like sit somewhere else thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be like showing pictures of people, you know, in the stands, and then all of a sudden they'll show a picture and someone's cheering, and right behind them is the Jack Link's beef jerky Sasquatch. Which is funny. I think, you know, I'm all
and
for
they
it.
Don't know that he's there. Do they win anything or
well like- yeah, they I mean obviously beef jerky.
I would take a prize of beef jerky.
It was Charles Harris.
Charles Harris. So he was at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as he's jumping up and down, you looked in the background, and there's the Jack Link's beef jerky, which is such, like, that's why I love Jack Link's beef jerky. Not because it's just tasty, tasty treats, but because they know guerrilla market or Sasquatch marketing. You know, anyone can be a guerrilla marketer.
Right.
Not everybody can be a Sasquatch marketer.
That's true. So that was the actual, like, I guess I need to see it because it's not just some of his family dressed up like a Sasquatch. It's the actual.
No, it's the actual one.
Wow.
It's the actual Jack Link Sasquatch.
Yeah. Good for them.
He's got a sponsorship with the Jack Link's.
Hey, listen, that is a fantastic agent. Let me tell you, because I will tell you, Jack Link's mm-hmm. beef jerky, if you want to sponsor this show.
Yeah.
Chris already, or Big Fuzz looks like a Jack Link's beef jerky Sasquatch already.
You know, you say that, and then they're actually going to come in and like, oh, wait, he doesn't
you're too
look
short.
A thing like, yeah, I'm just not fuzzy enough.
Well, stop shaving.
No, I like to shave. I like not looking hairy. Plus, I mean, I'm not a very hairy guy, to be honest with you.
I'll take your word for that.
Yeah. Who was the guy again?
Chris Harris. Chuck Harris.
Charles Harris, yeah.
Charles Harris. Chuck.
When was he taken?
Yesterday.
No,
Thursday night by the Miami Dolphins.
But I'm talking about, like, where and what. Like, how late in the round? Because that's just really good foresight by Jack Link's.
Well, they knew he's going to be a first-round pick somewhere.
You see, you say that. But you don't really know. I mean, you don't really know. They can make that. And they also have to know that ESPN is going to be there.
Well, they got a microphone and they got it like they, you know, they got a camera there.
Well, yeah, I know they have a camera there, but it's like this had to have been set up like weeks before. Oh. I mean, I'm
how
sure.
How long does it take to get a Sasquatch to wherever?
I don't know, but it's not something that you do at noon that day and be like, hey, maybe we should send our Sasquatch to this guy's house. Like, you got to plan for that stuff. So, I mean, good foresight.
Yeah, you think that now. I'm just telling you. Sasquatch.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports.